the end of December, we will have completed our third year in partnership with Amazing Grace Church. It's hard to believe that it's been 3 years that y'all have been with us and we've been doing life together, and it's been just a great, great blessing. At the next family business meeting, Flint Hill Baptist Church, we will be voting on moving forward, doing another 2 years with Amazing Grace Church. So we encourage you to be there at that meeting for that as we move forward, pray about, and vote on moving forward with Amazing Grace Church. Now, every time we've had all together worship, I've done all the preaching, and that hardly seems fair. But it has just been over the last year that Pastor Wu has come and joined them, and I've got a special connection that I've shared before with Pastor Wu from Cincinnati in the Northern Kentucky area, and so it is just a great blessing to have Pastor Wu ministering to this church and ministering to us. So we've asked him to come and share the message this morning, and he will have a translator that will translate into English, so y'all can feel what it's like to be on the other side of that a little bit this morning. So come, bless us, and thank you for coming to share God's word this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. 各位早安.
You will be surprised I'm speaking English.
你会吓一跳，我要讲英文的。
We've been blessed tremendously in the past almost 3 years.
我们在过去的三年当中，真的是很受神的祝福。
Your kindness will be remembered for a long time to come, because our Grace One Church and Amazing Grace Church will continue to grow in this area.
你们对我们的恩惠是
Today, I would like to share with you a topic that always in my mind recently.
今天我想跟大家分享一个最近在我心里当中一直想要讲的主题：
Light and darkness.
光明与黑暗.
We know since the beginning of age, God created the world.
从世界开始之初， 神创造了世界，
Always a struggle between the light and darkness.
光明与黑暗就是一直在征战当中。
If God created light, then where darkness comes from?
如果神是光的创造者， 那么黑暗是从哪里来的呢？
Isn't God create everything? Is God create darkness?
神不是创造万物的主吗？ 他是否也是创造了黑暗呢？
Apparently not, because God is all good.
显然的不是, 因为神他是全然的善良。
Then where darkness come from?
然而黑暗是从哪里来的呢？
The Bible said in the beginning, God created heaven and earth.
圣经说, 起初, 神创造天地。
The earth was without form and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And then God said, "Let it be light." And there was light.
神说要有光。
And God saw that light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
神看光是好的, 就把光暗分开了。
God said, "Let there be light," but He didn't say, "Let there be darkness."
神说要有光, 可是他没有说要有黑暗。
God never created darkness.
神从来没有创造黑暗。
But God created freedom.
但是神创造了自由。
Freedom comes from with love.
自由是由爱而来。
Whenever love was misused to against God, then there is darkness.
然而当爱被滥用而转向悖逆神的时候， 神就离开了那里。
Because God departed from it.
他离开了之处。
When God departed from it, it became darkness.
他所离开了那个地方就变成黑暗的。
Because God is light.
因为神就是光。
In him, there's no darkness.
在他里面毫无黑暗。
Today, I would like to share with you the story of Jesus' birth from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2.
今天我要透过马太福音第二章有关耶稣降生的事情来讲这个故事。
To see the struggle between the light and darkness.
我们一起来思考光明与黑暗。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the good book you give to us. When we open the book, please open our hearts as well. Let us receive your truth and will obey you wholeheartedly. Anoint my heart and lips so I can speak the truth only. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.We are very familiar with this passage, Matthew chapter 2, because it's a Christmas story.
我们对这一段故事是非常的熟悉，就是马太福音的第二章，这是有关圣诞节的故事。
I break this 12 verse into two parts.
我将这十二节分成两个部分。
First part, the four kinds of attitudes toward truth.
第一个部分是对真理的四种态度。
Second, the worship, true worship to God.
第二个部分是真正的敬拜。
In Matthew 2:1-2, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of the Herod, the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he?Who has been born king of Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
马太福音第二章第一节和到第二节说，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的心，特来拜他。
Here we see four kinds of people.
在这里我们看到四种不同的人。
The first kind, the wise men who were seeking the truth.
第一种人是寻求真理的博士。
Actually, they are astrologists, not the today's fortune teller. But they studied astronomy and ancient books.
这些博士其实是古代研究天象与典籍的学者，而不是今天的算命的人。
They must read the Old Testament and the prophets' book, so they find out the prediction of Messiah's birth.
他们可能已经读过旧约先知书，已经知道弥赛亚将要降生的事情。
So out of reverence.They travel a long distance to find out the newborn king.
就远道而来，来朝见这位新生的王。
Almost 50 years ago, I came from Taiwan to study engineering in Cincinnati, Ohio.
将近五十年前，我从台湾来到美国辛辛那提攻读工程。
I was searching for truth and freedom.
那时候我渴慕的来寻找真理与自由。
Because America is a blessed country, with God's many blessings.
美国是一个蒙神祝福的国家，那时有许多敬虔的基督徒。
There are many blessed, godly people live here. Our first neighbor was a Christian couple.
我们的第一个邻居是一对敬虔爱主的基督徒夫妇。
They are very gentle and very nice to us.
他们十分的善良温柔。
The husband was a truck driver, also a seasonal hunter.
那位先生是公司的公车的司机，也是季节性的猎人。
He gave me this deer meat.
他会把打来的鹿肉送给我们。
That was the first time I ate deer meat.
那是我平生第一次吃鹿肉。
I can tell you it tastes like a rubber.
我可以告诉你，那个吃起来像橡胶一样。
Well, it was tough because we don't know how to cook it.
因为我们不知道怎么如何来烹调这个肉，所以说非常的坚硬。
But their love warms our hearts.
但是他们的爱却温暖了我们的心。
Mrs. Baker, another fine lady, whose husband, was a seminary professor.
还有一位是贝克太太，她的丈夫是神学院的教授。
She took care of our children and told them how to behave according to the Bible.
她照顾我们的孩子，并且按照圣经的教导，他们有属灵的性格。
It was a tremendous impact to my children's life.
这在他们这些孩子身上深深地影响到他们一生。
My daughter is a missionary in Indonesia.
我的女儿现今是在印尼的一位宣教士。
Who was first taught the missionary story of Mrs. Baker's parents?
而她所听到的第一个有关宣教的故事，就是从这位贝克太太听到的。
Mrs. Baker was born in China.
这位贝克太太，她是在中国生的。
It seems so natural that God put me in the Chinese church to preach and serve in the past 40 years.
这看起来好像非常的自然，然后神让我在这个蒙福的地方已经经过40年在华人的教会当中服事。
Because I always surrounded by godly people in this great nation.
在这个国家被他所主所爱的儿女们环绕了有将近40多年。
However, it seems changed recently.
然而如今的时代似乎是不一样了。
Herod was appointed by the Roman Empire.
当时的希律王是罗马政府所派立的。
He was a cruel king and he killed his wife and son.
他是一个非常残暴凶恶的王，他杀害了他的妻子还有他的儿子。
He built a magnificent temple to win over Jews.
他造了华丽的圣殿是要来讨好犹太人。
But he killed the Jews without a blink of his eyes.
但是他杀害犹太人是不眨眼的事情。
He symbolized devil, the master of darkness.
他所象征的是黑暗的势力。
Wise men think the newborn king should be in big city like Jerusalem, so they came to there.
这博士以为新生王是生在王宫中，所以他们到耶路撒冷去找。
However, they don't know that the newborn king is not to be the king of Jews, but the king of all human beings.
然而他们不知道的是，这位新生的王不是光是这个犹太人的王，而是所有人类的王。
He is the second person of the triune God, the creator of this universe.
他是这世界神的第二个位格。
He came down to earth, incarnate in human form.
他道成肉身来到这世上，取得人的形象。
To carry our sins.
他负的我们的罪。
Because he is ultimate truth.
他是真理的极致。
The second kind of people is those who live in the Jerusalem, chapter 2, verse 3. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
第二种人是在耶路撒冷的这些百姓，这就在马太福音的第二章第三节说，希律听见了，心里就不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。
People who live in Jerusalem were fearful of Herod's tyranny and pay no attention to the news of the newborn king.
在耶路撒冷的百姓，他们惧怕希律的暴行，但对这些新王的消息却是无动于衷。
Maybe they are too busy making a life.
也许他们对于他们自己的生活方面特别的繁忙。
Maybe they have enough for religious activities.
或者是他们对于宗教的形式形成一个麻木的现象。
Maybe they get used to submissive to the authority.
或者是他们完全的对权威的降服。
They're just like blind donkey just in the mule farm and keep walking, walking.
他们对这些要去毫无这些消息无动于衷。
他们就像驴子一样被蒙了眼，在磨坊里转啊转啊转啊。Sorry, this part is not in the scripts. They have no hearts for the truth or for the spiritual matters.
他们对于属灵的事情毫无兴趣。
I remember when I first came to the United States, the first Sunday, I went out to buy things, and then I find out all the department stores closed.
当我记得我才来美国的时候，在第一个主日想要去买东西，发现商场却是门关的。
People care more about worship God than shopping.
人们把这个敬拜神看作比购物更重要。
And now, Walmart, Costco, Sunday morning, full with customers. But in church, handy people worshiping God.
如今在 Walmart 和 Costco 早上都挤满了人，然而到教堂里的只是少数的人。
I have to ask, what's going on?
我们问一个问题，到底发生了什么事呢？
My friend live in the New England area told me that they do not allow to talk about Christianity in their working place.
我在新英格兰州的一个朋友告诉我，在他们工作的场合不能谈信仰的问题。
But they allow to recruit the homosexual partners in their working place without any question.
但是允许公开招募同性的伴侣。
Christmas become season's greeting.
圣诞节变成一个节日的问候语。
Americans spend more money in Halloween decoration than Christmas.
美国所花费在万圣节的装饰是超过圣诞节。
There's a dark force overtaking this country.
这个黑暗的势力正是逐渐的拼吞这个国家。
More and more young people deceived by the socialism.
许多的年轻人被这个社会主义所迷惑。
They think socialism is better than capitalism.
他们不知道社会主义会夺走这个资本主义。
But most Chinese know that socialism will take away people's freedom and turn the country into tyrannical government.
我们都知道社会主义会逐渐地夺走自由，让这个国家变成一个独裁的政权。
If we continue to ignore God's truth, then we will let Herod take over the country.
如果我们继续忽视这个神的真理，就会慢慢的被这个希律给掌控住。
Just like a Mandali take over New York, Wilson take over Seattle.
就像 Mandali 最近他在这个选举当中在纽约市的得胜。
Because people ignore the truth.
因为人们他忽视了神的真理。
Third kind of people, high priests and scribes, reject truth.
第三种人就是拒绝真理的人。
Verse 3, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they say to him, in Bethlehem of Judea.For thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come the ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
第六节说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来牧养我的民。
Priests and scribes are scholars of the Old Testament.
大祭司和文士，他们可以引用旧约。
They are spend they spend all their lives study the Old Testament scriptures.
他们花了毕生的精力在研究旧约的话语。
But they do not believe in.
可是他们不相信。
When Herod asked where the newborn king should be, they gave answer immediately.
当希律王在问这个新生王会在哪里降生，他们马上就回答。
It came from the prophet Micah 5:2. O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah.From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days.
在弥迦书第五章第二节说，伯利恒的以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古到太初就有。
Bethlehem means the house of bread.
伯利恒的意思是粮食之家。
It symbolizes that sustenance of life, probably because it's surrounded by the wheat field and had great production of flour.
这个是象征生命的供应，可能是因为它在那个地方有很多的麦子。
Bethlehem is the hometown of King David.
伯利恒又是大卫的故乡。
God had made the covenant with him and promised one of his descendants will become the Messiah, who is the origin of truth.
神立约应许了。从他的后裔要出一位永恒的君王。
Only him, he can supply the food to feed our spirits.
只有博士他们相信可以寻找到真理。
只有耶稣基督可以，只有他可以成为我们属灵的食物。Therefore, Jesus must be born in Bethlehem to fulfill the prophecy.
所以只有耶稣在伯利恒降生可以能够成就这个应许。
A group of biblical scholars, they formed this Westar Institute to, in 1985.
有一群的这个学者他们在1985年成立了一个Jesus Seminar 的耶稣研究会。
They claimed that only 18% of the sayings and 16% of the deeds attributed to Jesus in the gospel are authentic.
他们在 从研究里面计算说只有18%是属于耶稣的原话。
Most of the Bible scholars disagree with them.
有许多的学者对这个他们的说法也不被认可，不认可他们说的。
They don't recognize their methodology as any proof.
他们所使用的这些研究的方式不被认可。
But today, Jesus' seminar's results still this false claim that still be used by many to against Christianity.
然而这个基督所谓的耶稣研究会还是被许多的人来使用引用。
In Hebrews 6, chapter 6, 6 to 8, they are crucified once again the Son of God to their own harm.And holding him up to contempt, they have become worthless and near to be cursed. It is, and its end is to be burned.
在希伯来书第六章第六到八节说，若是离弃了道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他，就如一块田地吃过。屡次下的雨水生长蔬菜，合乎耕用的人从神得福，若长离籍就必被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
For all God is what? Is what? For all God is a consuming fire.
我们的神他是在火燃烧的神。
Fourth kind of person, Herod, the persecutor.
这是希律王他们所压制的。
第四种人是希律王。Matthew 2:7-8. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the stars appear.And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, and I may come to worship him also.
第四种人就是逼迫真理的希律，在第七节说，当下希律暗暗地召博士来，细问那星什么时候出现，就差他们往伯利恒去。说你们仔细寻访那孩子，找到了就来报信，我好拜他。
The evilest act of Herod is to pretend he an angel.
这个邪恶的希律假装是要来拜耶稣。
He had a very wicked and dark plot in his heart.
在他的心里有一个非常黑暗的想法。
He commanded the wise man to find out where Jesus was, and then he can go after to kill him.
他告诉这些博士去找到，然后他要去把耶稣给杀掉。
This kind of persecution we saw a lot in history.
在如此这种杀害基督徒的事情是不胜枚举的。
According to Open Door 2024 World Watch List, the number one country is North Korea.
根据 Open Door 这个杂志说，在2004年，它的这个指出来，在北韩这个地区是迫害基督徒最严重的地方。
Being discovered as a Christian.Can be effectively a death sentence.
如果基督徒被发现了，几乎就等同于要判处死刑。
It's estimated about 400,000 believers there.
估计那个地方有400,000的人。
In China, many house church leaders were captured.
在中国大陆也有许多家庭教会的领袖。他们被逮捕。
my colleague, also a co-worker, he just been put in the jail this year for 5 years sentence.
我的一位同工是一位牧师，他今年才被监禁起来，
because
被判五年的刑。
Because he refused to register his church to the local government.
因为他拒绝向政府来登记。
I often think that God must love them more than us.
我常常在想，神爱他比我们更多。
He allowed his children to suffer because suffering can cleanse and purify our soul or spirit.
神允许他的儿女受苦，因为受苦可以炼净我们的灵魂。
This life is just a small portion of our eternal life.
我们的生命，在现在的生命，与这个永恒的生命是没有可相比的。
Without hope of resurrection, we cannot sustain the suffering from the evil force of this life.
没有复活的盼望，我们就无法承受黑暗带来的试炼。
One of our brothers just went through the treatment of spreading lung cancer recently.
我们当中有一位弟兄刚刚患了这个肺癌。
In the last year and a half, he went in and out hospital numerously time.
在过去的一年多当中，他进出医院许多的次。
But a month ago, he went up podium right here to witness for Christ how he overcame.Sorrow and fear, with the hope of truth that even death cannot separate him from God's love.
在一个月前，他站在这里，这个讲台上给我们做见证。他见证真理的盼望胜过了死亡。
Now he's planning to go with us to Holy Land in next spring.
他也计划在明年的时候要跟我们一起去圣地考察。
Actually, he's sitting there.
他是坐在这个地方。
Michael, could you stand up, please? Thank you. Jesus' birth is our hope.
耶稣的降生给我们希望。
When the wise men saw this star appear, their hearts full of joy.
当这些博士看到明亮的晨星的时候，就代表一个希望的开始。
In Revelation chapter 22, the last page of Bible, Jesus proclaimed that he is the bright morning star.
在启示录的最后一章说，耶稣说他就是那明亮的晨星。
Before dawn, Mars is the most shining star in the sky, which indicates that the sun is about to rise.
在黎明清晨的时候，有一颗很明亮的晨星，这象征着黑暗的过去。
Once again, the light.Will conquer the darkness.
然后这个光明就会再次的赢得胜利。
We come to the second part, verse 9-11.
我们来看第二个部分，就是从第九节到第十二节。
When they heard the king, they depart, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them.Till it came and stood over where the young child was. They saw the star. They rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they present gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
他们听见王的话就去了，在东方所看见的那星忽然在他们前头行，直行到小孩子的地方，就在上头停住。他们看见那星就大大的欢喜，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回去本地去了。
A star symbolized the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个星的象征就是圣灵的引导。
On this day, most of us probably we can hardly go out without the GPS.
我们今天出去拜访人，很少不带个礼物的。
I say my GPS is not a global positioning system, but instead it's God pointing steps.
我们所有的 GPS 是要靠着神来带领。
About a month ago, I came to meet a gentleman who expressed interest in gospel.
我有一个朋友，他这个对这个属灵的事有些兴趣。
I want to visit him, but I don't know how.
我要告诉他一些事，可是我不知道如何说。
And suddenly, a brother came to me and said, "Oh, I know this guy, and I know where he lives."
然而我们的当中一个弟兄告诉我说，我知道他住在哪里。
So he arranged, and we went to visit.
我们就一起的去看探访他。
That night, we led the whole family to Christ.
在那一天晚上，我们带他们全家信了主。
I tell my brother he's my GPS.
我告诉这位弟兄说他是我的 GPS.
We don't know how many wise men came to visit Jesus, but from the gifts, we know probably three.
Say it again.
Skip. Gold represents the glory of kingship.
金子是象征着王权。
Frankincense represents the purity, good deeds, and the priesthood of the divinity.
乳香是象征着圣洁。
Myrrh represents suffering, death, and embalming.
没药象征着受苦。死亡和安葬。
These three gifts symbolize the whole life of Jesus Christ.
这三样礼物就象征着主耶稣的一生。
He comes to be king in our heart.
他是我们心中的王。
He served as Son of Man to heal the sick and to comfort the suffering.
他为着他是祭司，为着我们死，并且复活。
Just like the fragrant oil of the priest.
就像这个乳香，他这个有的这个职分一样。
His death take away our sins, and his resurrection give us the eternal hope.
他让我们有永远的希望，在散发出这个香气来。
Although Wise men gave him all these gifts, but he used all on us.
博士献给了他，他却全部的给我们使用。
This is the love of sacrifice.
这就是一个牺牲的爱。
What gift have you bring to him today?
你今天带了什么礼物来给他？
Did you give your love to him?
你是否把你的爱带来了？
May the story always remind us, they should not appear before the Lord empty-handed.
在经文里面告诉我们说，不可以空手的来朝见耶和华。
The last part, verse 12. Then, being divinely warned in dream that they should not return to Herod. They depart for their own country another way.
最后一个部分就是博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，他们就从别的路回本地去了。
Before King Herod can inquire them, the wise men receive the warning from the Holy Spirit that they should not go the same way, so they went away a new way.
博士在梦中被神警告，他们就不从原路回去。
This reminds us once again that once we worship God, we shall never go back the old way.
这也提醒了我们，我们来朝见了神之后，我们的生命就必须要改变。
Today, we need to change. We need to change after we meet Jesus, just like the Samaritan woman.
我们生命的改变就像撒玛利亚的妇人一样。
After she met Jesus, she left her water jar behind and went away into town, completely changed.
她遇见了耶稣之后，她留下了她的水罐，然后回城传扬福音。
Our old habits, bad attitudes, must change, must be changed by the power of our Lord.
我们的旧脾气、坏脾气、旧的习惯都要来到主面前来更新它。
Let's conclude. First, the world is full of darkness, but Christians are light of this world.
我们做一个小结，就是世界上充满了黑暗，但是基督徒这是世界的光。
We are small.Just like a Charlie Kirk, but just shine your life. Our good deeds, wherever we go, we shine.
我们虽然微小，就像 Charlie Kirk 一样，但是我们只要发光，这个黑暗就会退去。
The only way to drive darkness away is keep shining, keep shining, shine the light.
我们所要做的就是不断不断的发光。
There are four kinds of attitude toward truth.
对真理有四种态度。
Pursuing, ignoring, rejecting, and persecuting.
追寻、无动于衷、拒绝或者是逼迫。
What kind of person are you?
你对真理的态度是哪一种呢？
Are you willing to pursue the truth of your life?
你愿意在这当中去来寻找真理吗？
Even a hostile environment. We should offer our best to the Lord.
纵使在这最艰难的环境，我们也要把最好的献给主。
For he laid down his life.
因为他把他的生命给了我们。
I always think, if I'm the only person,live on this earth, will Jesus come to die for me?
我常常在想，如果世界上就只有我一个人的话，耶稣会来为我而死吗？
The answer is obvious.
我的答案是是的。
How can I not give my life to him?
他怎么不会把他的生命，我怎么不会把我的生命献给他呢？
Let's pray.Heavenly Father, how wonderful the story is. That Jesus, your Son, had come to save us. Although the world rejects him, but whoever receives him will have eternal life. Lord, I'm willing to submit to you and give my life to you, because you are the true light of the world. In you,There is no darkness. One day, we will stand before you and we will hear you say, enter into the joy of your master. That is what we want. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you.